Once again, on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Adriana LaGrange, the Education Minister for the Province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Well, main thing we want to talk about today is we saw in the provincial budget a little while ago about some money coming towards some new schools in various parts of the province, including up in our region as well, in Manning and in Valley View. And I guess, and then, you know, quite a few rural communities seem to be getting money for schools here. So I guess, first of all, Minister, why don't you talk about sort of the importance of getting, you know, kind of more modern schools in rural communities?
Well, absolutely. It's so important. And, you know, my husband and I farm, and we're from a rural community as well, and so just on the outskirts of Red Deer. And I understand the value of a rural school. They are often the hubs of the community where everybody unites and joins and has events. And really, you know, knowing that in rural communities, sometimes there's lower utilization of schools because they're aging and populations are sometimes declining. What we're seeing in your area is that there is much need, and so we are looking to address that need. I know the project in Peace River is going to really take two aging schools that are underutilized. They were well-loved schools, but they have passed their time. And so a new school will be built, kind of right-sizing everything. It'll lower the cost of operating that school. It'll be much more energy efficient. It will have updated HVAC systems. It's going to be a new, modern, bright environment, school spaces for our children to learn in. So I'm so excited for you.
Well, one thing a lot of people like to focus on when it comes to schools is, you know, sizes of classes and, you know, classroom spaces and that kind of things. Now, with some of these new schools that are going to be coming out, how's that going to address some of the kind of the classroom space issue there?
As I said, this new school will look to new schools, whether it's in Manning or whether it's in Valley View. It's really looking to make sure that there's enough space for all the students, that, in fact, there's, you know, nice bright classrooms, that obviously the school divisions themselves will have more funds available because they won't have to maintain two or three other school buildings that are past their prime, and they can transfer those dollars directly back to the classroom, hire more teachers, have more you know, programs available for their students. So I think it's exciting times. Obviously the school authorities get the funding that they require, 90% of all funding in my budget goes directly to school authorities. And I'm really happy to say that in this year's budget, there's an increase of $700 million over 3 years to support operations and maintenance and growth in education, as well as just inflationary costs that are happening. We are going from an $8.3 billion budget to an $8.4 billion budget. By that, an additional $191 million over 3 years to implement the new curriculum that is coming on stream here, starting with K-6 in September. And I just announced yesterday that we will be focusing on K-3, so kindergarten to grade 3 in mathematics and English language arts, and then kindergarten to grade 3 in phys ed and wellness, and then the other grades and other subjects will come on in subsequent years. And then additionally, because we do know that the pandemic has had some anxiety and mental health issues with our students, we have allocated an additional $110 million over 3 years to look at really addressing any mental health and wellness issues, as well as learning loss issues that have been occurring. So a lot happening in education, and I'm very proud that we have an increased budget to deal with it.
We talk about kind of sort of the space in the community that some of these schools have, because, you know, there are some, you know, school activities that do bring in people from around the community, like, you know, certainly the athletic teams in a lot of schools. You know, I myself, mm-hmm. when I was in high school, I took drama and was involved in some theater productions that, you know, people in the community came out to watch. So, you know, so when it comes to getting these new schools out there, how much of a boost can they provide to these communities?
Oh, absolutely. There's a boost right off the bat in terms of building some new construction. So it's getting people to work on those actual buildings. There's going to be lots of engagement in terms of what will go into those schools. So I know school boards will be reaching out to their communities to engage with them to see, you know, is there an opportunity to even connect with the towns and provide further possibilities, such as oftentimes the gymnasium is used for other purposes that the community wants. Sometimes communities throw some money in as well to expand and you know, have a field house or some of these other things. So I think there's going to be a lot of conversation now that those dollars are, or the commitment is there to build these new facilities. I know that the Valley View School is in design funding, so there's going to be a lot of work that has to be undertaken to determine, okay, what's going to happen, because they're taking three existing schools and putting them into one. So there's going to be lots of opportunities. I'm really excited for the students with improved gymnasium, CTS space, which is you know, something that we hear up a lot. So there's a lot of opportunity, and I'm excited to see what your communities will come up with.
And I know you kind of touched on this a little earlier, but yes, the draft curriculum, there were some announcements that you made yesterday when it regards to that. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what we're going to kind of see on this sort of draft curriculum process here?
Sure. So when we entered the curriculum review and revitalization process, we have actually had the most engagement that any province has ever had, in particular the province of Alberta. We've had tens of thousands of people when we put out the draft last spring comment, provide their feedback. We've done detailed feedback with our education partners. We've had teachers and administrators and curriculum experts and subject matter experts. And Everyday Albertans provide us that feedback, and we've taken all of that, and we've also had a curriculum implementation advisory group advise us on how we should implement these updates and these curriculum pieces that need to go forward. So what we are going to be doing in September, the previous prior to Christmas, we announced that we would be only implementing English Language Arts, Mathematics, and phys ed and wellness at this point in time, because we did hear from the system that we just needed to take a more measured approach, and that's what we're doing. The curriculum implementation advisory group just advised that to really make that successful, it's best to focus on kindergarten to grade 3 in mathematics and English language arts, and that the full phys ed and wellness can go through all of the kindergarten to grade 6 grades. And so that is happening. As I said, I have $191 million allocated for curriculum implementation supports and resources, $59 million in this year. So now that we have these three subjects and these grades allocated, now we're going to start the, you know, determining how we're going to spend those dollars to make sure that teachers are trained, that they have all of the supports and resources they need. When they come back in September to implement those curriculum pieces. In April, we will be bringing out the final drafts of English Language Arts, Mathematics, and Phys Ed and Wellness for kindergarten to grade 6 for everyone to have a look at. And we're continuing to engage on all the other subjects. We're continuing to work on, if you remember, in December, we took a step back on the social studies because we had heard quite a bit of feedback on social studies. And so we're back to the scope and sequence, which is the blueprint. So we've had great feedback on that. We're refining that. We're going to bring that out as well. So just a lot of work continuing to move forward. Particularly literacy and numeracy is something that we focused on because we've seen the gaps because of COVID. And we're looking to address that. So last year, or I should say this current year, the 21-22 year, I'm always into the next year with my budget. But in 21-22, we allocated $45 million to address learning loss in grades 1, 2, and 3. And I am hearing really great feedback and responses that is having a very positive impact. Ensuring that our students are able to move forward. And so the fact that we're going to bring forward curriculum in grades one and two and three in kindergarten in English, language arts, mathematics. That will really reinforce the work that has already started this year with that learning loss funding.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to you in there as well. Now, of course, we are still technically in wintertime here in Alberta. There's a little bit of snow here on the ground of Peace Region. I'm not sure what it's like down where you live in the Red Deer area, but regardless, when it's Anyhow, when it's the wintertime activities, what kind of sort of, I guess, go-tos for you around this time of year?
Oh, what are the go-tos? Well, right now I am doing a lot of work, so there's not a lot of extra time, but I do enjoy getting out and ice skating when I do have a chance. And unfortunately, I haven't had a chance this year between working on the budget, working on the curriculum updates that we're doing, working on the teacher discipline legislation that I'm working on, as well as my big family of seven children and seven grandchildren. It's been very busy, but I do enjoy walking around our farmyard, and we do have quite a bit of snow here as well.
All right. Well, hopefully that snow will melt in a little bit once we finally get to springtime here. But anyhow, the Education Minister for the Province of Alberta, Adrianna LaGrange, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Great chatting with you.